Welcome to Mid-South Connect. We're sharing hope for our community. I'm Michael Russell, and joining the discussion today, Nicole Minyard, Executive Director of Poverty and the Arts. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
And what can you tell us about the heart behind Poverty and the Arts?
Our mission is to provide people impacted by homelessness here in Nashville access to artistic resources and then a platform to earn income through their creative talent.
Okay, so what is the history behind your organization?
Poverty and the Arts started when I was a college student at Belmont University. And it started of this idea, if instead of serving a homeless person a meal, if we came together to create art, how that might change the power dynamics and have us feel more like equals. And so we actually started in 2011 partnering with Room in the Inn through my on-campus service job, where we held community art days for the community. And we had visual art, music, and creative writing. And we got such positive feedback from both the homeless participants at Room in the Inn as well as our community. And then through those experiences, I had an internship under the art therapist my senior year of college. And I would get questions like, how do I get my art in a coffee shop? Or people see me drawing on the street every day. How can I sell it to them without a cop coming up and stopping me? Because you have to have a street vendor's license. Mm-hmm. So recognizing the breadth of talent so many people had, but they had barriers to traditional income. They had employment barriers, whether that's mental illness, physical disability, trauma, criminal history. But they had this talent that they could leverage to earn legal and meaningful income. And so that's when we filed for 501c3 status in 2014. And it was with providing that missing marketplace so that they could earn income through their skills.
So someone may have heard your explanation, but still may be going, well, why not provide immediate help? Why the arts?
Yeah. So one of the things that we're really passionate about is complementing the social services that are provided here in Nashville. We recognize that there's a lot of different needs that people experiencing homelessness have. But one thing that we find is that being able to have somewhere to go that's a sanctuary and escape and to creatively produce, it provides motivation. We have artists that will tell us, you know, they were getting triggered on the streets and they came to the studio and threw paint at a canvas and they didn't go to jail that day. And so it really does allow them to take control back over their emotions, over their feelings, to feel valued in a creative part of the community, which is all about changing that mindset that allows them to integrate back into the society. And we're also here to allow community members to really get to know our neighbors on the streets in a bigger and deeper way. We really want people to come into our studio and gallery or to come to one of our events and see our artists and the work that they contribute and produce and really get to know people.
How do you find the artists that you invest into?
Yeah, the biggest way is word of mouth. We do partner with social service organizations and try to educate social workers, case managers, Room in the Inn, the contributor, Open Table are all really big partners of ours. And then, of course, word of mouth from the community. So if you see someone that you see drawing on the street every day, connect them to us. That's one of our favorite ways to really get to know what's happening here in Nashville and who needs resources that doesn't have access to them.
And so what are some of the resources that a homeless creator would come to you all for?
Yeah, so we have a studio and gallery space on Dickerson Pike in East Nashville. And so our studio space is stocked with all kinds of basic art supplies, specialty art supplies. We have an art supply request form. We have everything from traditional painting mediums, as well as a sewing machine, fiber arts, leather accessories, jewelry even. And then, so they have access to this free art supplies as well as the studio space. We have a gallery in our space as well. So the community is welcome to come in and view the art anytime that we're open. And then we also have training and exhibition opportunities. So with working with local artists in the community and having workshops, our artists are able to not only elevate their artistic skills, but their entrepreneurial skills. Our artists are thinking about how to price their piece in a market or how to negotiate or communicate with a customer. And so those are pivotal and critical skills that they can learn and take with them after they gain into housing and transition into more full-time employment.
I imagine we've probably seen work from some of your artists around town. What are some of the places that maybe we've encountered your artists' artwork?
Yeah, so right now we actually rotate artwork quarterly at a few different exhibition locations. You can find us at the Belcourt Theater on their second floor gallery. You can find us at the Well Coffee House downtown location. You can find us at the Good Cup, which is in Franklin. You can find us at different places like Village Real Estate in East Nashville, some more Center 615, which is a co-working space. So we have all kinds of different things. We're going to be at Bongo Java and Fido this fall. So we have all kinds of different exciting opportunities that are regular as well as one time.
Because you're investing in people's lives, I imagine that you see some life change happening. What are some of the success stories?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that we see when people come into our organization is really low self-confidence and low self-esteem. When they interact with the community, oftentimes it's reinforced that they're a certain place in society. And we find that through both the creative process of taking a lot of thoughts that are in your head and visually putting them out there in a place that can be appreciated and valued, as well as just having the community come in and interact with our artists in different ways, has really, really transformed a lot of our artists' emotional situations. We hear, I never had friends before, and I feel like people look up to me like a leader for the first time. So they're really able to kind of gain that confidence and that spiritual component that I think a lot of times when we're just meeting the immediate needs is sometimes missed. And so we're trying to transcend past that and to really helping them think about who they are and who they want to be as an artist and reshape and redefine a lot of those narratives that are kind of just thrown out at them.
Nashville, of course, is very known for our arts and our growing community. Is the problem of homelessness among artists and creators greater because of the area that we're in? Or is this kind of a more of a constant need across homeless populations in other areas of the country, too?
I definitely think it's both. I think the biggest reason or one of the largest reasons for homelessness is lack of affordable housing and inability to maintain traditional employment in order to pay for housing and expenses. So low wages, inability to maintain jobs, and a lack of affordable housing. One of the things we do see is a lot of times a creative spirit or a creative mind doesn't like to be held down or confined. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times those types of personalities and spirits end up, you know, maybe they're traveling for a year in their van or kind of live more non-traditional paths. And sometimes that can funnel people into homelessness. A lot of people are escaping kind of the strains of society and sometimes turn to drugs. And so that spirals negatively downward. And so able to kind of find a creative outlet and engage in something that's healthy and productive, that can nourish you, that can provide you a space that says, you're normal, you're okay, you're not crazy just because you don't fit into what society wants you to fit into. I think our artists find a lot of healing in that.
I think you touched on it earlier, purpose is something, community, definitely big words that play into poverty and the arts. If someone wants to be more involved, are there opportunities to help support the work of your organization?
Yeah, absolutely. We have volunteer orientations monthly, which you can read about on our website. Everything from helping us sell artwork at events around town, teaching workshops, helping out in our studio. We also, of course, love when people purchase artwork. Our artists earn 60% of any original artwork sold. The 40% is reinvested back to the organization to keep paying for those supplies. And we have an online marketplace where you can browse each artist, read about them, hear their story, see their collection of work. You can catch us around town as well. And then we also have the gallery in our space.
What are some of the experiences that your volunteers, maybe they've taught? What do they walk away with?
One of the coolest things and recurring things that we always hear from volunteers is that they didn't realize how much that our artists were like them. I think a lot of times we'll other people or we think they don't have a home, so I can't identify with them. What could we possibly have in common? And in fact, they find that whether it's family troubles or it's, you know, trying to figure out your purpose in the world or whatever it is, more often than not, you can find way more things that you can actually identify with someone on the streets than that separates you.
And you have a unique event coming up just around the corner here, the Gold Key Gala. Can you share more about that?
Yeah, so our Gold Key Gala is our annual fundraising event that happens every February. It's going to be at the River Center, downtown Nashville. And it's a really exciting event where it's an art show. So our artists all have their booth of artwork. We have a silent auction, a jazz band, hors d'oeuvres, drinks. And it's really an opportunity for the community to come in and really celebrate our artists and their work. And our artists have this opportunity to thrive at this event. And so it's on February 22nd of 2020 this year. And we really encourage people to check us out. PovertyInTheArts.org/gala to learn more information about the event.
Nicole Minyard, Executive Director of Poverty in the Arts, has been our guest today. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm Michael Russell. Thank you for listening. You're invited to the Mid-South Connect next Sunday here on WayFM.